Mr. Dosa. And following Chris Dosa, Christina Forrest. You're recognized.
Good evening, Senator Gates and Representative Andrade and Bowles.
Anytime Chris Dosa shows up at a meeting, you never know quite what you're going to get. Oh, strap in, baby. I'm just telling you. This was, it was interesting. Santa Rosa County delegation meeting last week. Chris Dosa shows up and he talks about his service record. And you might say, why? Well, we'll get to it. Just, you know, have patience.
My commitment to our country started with my enlistment in the Marine Corps. I spent 10 years on active duty. 35 years ago, I flew with my squadron, led 10 aircraft across the Atlantic Ocean onto Arabia. I left my son of 2 years old and the other one of 3 weeks old, not knowing whether I'd come back home. Both two of my sons are now currently Marine Corps officers. One of them has left service recently, and one of them is currently at Quantico, Virginia, on active duty.
All of which I appreciate, celebrate, honor, respect, and everyone should, of course. Again, the why, well, here we go. Oh, for context, just in case you're not familiar. So Don Gates is our senator, okay, and Alex Andrade is our state representative, and Nathan Boyles is the brand new representative for District 3. Alex is for District 2. Chris has run against Alex in the past. That's not going to be relevant in this conversation. Chris ran against Don's son, Matt, for Congress. That is going to be relevant in this conversation. But just, you got to kind of know who's here, what the meeting, and Don is chairing the meeting, okay? So Matt Gates' dad, Senator Don Gates, is chairing the meeting. Follow? Okay, that's going to be important to understand here. Here goes.
My name, Chris Dosev. ChrisDosev.com was my web address that I used in an election back in 2016. In 2018, your son directed his then-communications director, Luke Ball, a distinguished graduate of Pensacola Christian College, to secure that name because I didn't think I was going to run for office again.
So you own a domain, you don't maintain that domain, somebody else comes and buys the domain. That's how it works. That is absolutely how it works. You didn't think that you were going to run again or need the domain, and so you thought, well, I'll just let that slide because it's not worth the, what's a domain, like 15 or 20 bucks a year, something like that, typically to maintain. Okay, all right, so why is this relevant? Well, it doesn't sound like a great thing to let your political opponent buy your domain. I mean, it's not that he sold it to him. It's just that he let it lapse and then allegedly Matt bought it, okay?
And over the last 2 years, they've connected, and this is the thing that's most disturbing, because Charlie Kirk was killed by a sexual deviant. And I know, and I'm very pleased that you wrote that letter with regards to the Sanger Theater, because I don't think our community is accepting of sexual deviancy. But they connected my name, my family's name, my son's name, to an application called Grindr.
Oh, no.
Oh, snap.
So you can set a web URL to just redirect.
Yeah, you can.
And apparently, and I hate that I had to do this, but I did go type it in just out of curiosity to see, and oh,
no,
yes.
To
an application called Grindr.
And that was as far as I got.
No, you didn't do that. I'm not looking at your browsing history.
I wanted to make sure the news story was accurate. Mm-hmm. And it's... For the,
I mean, we can hear. Hold on, let's hear David. David.
David's cackling in the other room.
I'm sorry, it's hilarious.
So for those of you lucky, lovely, wonderful, decent human beings who don't know any better, how can I explain this in the most delicate way possible? So you've heard of Tinder. Tinder is where people go to find other like-minded people who are interested in...
That's good.
You know.
Yeah.
touching and rubbing.
That's racing. Oh.
that's not. He didn't rush into you. He rubbed you. That's racing. That's a good one. Nice callback. So you're familiar with Tinder, and you know what it's used for. Well, Grindr is for the people of the holy acronym string. It's specifically for gay, other
people that like the same.
Right? Yeah. So it's well, it's something. So morally upright, right Republican, Trump supporter, retired Marine, Chris Dosive, who abandoned the ownership of his URL, his website name, then got it bought by a political opponent, and then got it redirected, not to Rick Astley. He didn't get Rick rolled. He got Grindr rolled? I feel like I shouldn't say that on the radio.
Whoa. Let's stop there, son.
All right, so pause in the story.
Let's do a traffic break.
On the fives, yeah.
All right, Avalon Boulevard southbound headed toward I-10. Traffic is backed up almost to Sterling Way due to an earlier accident, which is about a 12 to 15-minute delay in that area. Also, let's see here, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, starting to see our congestion delays in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Did you breathe?
So, Chris is going to continue and explain again, if you're just joining us, Chris Dosive, former candidate for U.S. Congress, former candidate for statewide office, retired Marine, developer, good guy. I mean, I know Chris well. He's been running the point for the Chappie James Memorial Foundation to put that up because of some conflicts of personality and other matters that he got put back on the regular board and not on the chair. But okay, so, you know, and I think Chris would embrace the description of Chris is a very outspoken, can be abrasive, says what he means loudly, usually, okay, kind of person. Makes opponents, makes enemies, makes friends, you know, whatever. Okay. No problem. Chris finds out that when he no longer maintained his website, chrisdosive.com, that apparently Matt Gaetz, who he had run against, and is the son of Don Gaetz, who's chairing the Santa Rosa County delegation meeting, bought it. And since then, if you type it in, it redirects to the gay hookup site Grindr.
Most people in this room probably don't even know what Grindr is. But a Grindr is a resource, an application that allows sexual deviants to get together.
Moving on, just his comments can be what they are. And then this was the best part. And I feel for Chris because, you know, nobody really loves the idea of having yourname.com connected to something that you find morally repugnant and obnoxious. I get that. But that's why you maintain the website. That's why you pay the money to keep it. Because political opponents will find weaknesses to exploit. Or sexploit. Anyway, here goes. This is the final comment. This is the one where it all comes together.
My wife and I have raised 8 children. My sons and I have spent over 30 years in active duty service to this country. So my appeal, my very simple appeal, is that name be returned to me, that connection to Grindr be immediately removed. And I know, because I've been told, Senator, you're a man that can get things done. And I am confident that you can get that done. And I don't think that I and my family and our good name should be thrown around the mud in this fashion.
Control your kid. Because you can. Okay, point of clarification. As it has been communicated to me, Matt does not actually even own the site. It has been subsequently passed off to somebody else. As far as I know, again, based on what I have been told, Matt Gaetz did not link it to Grindr. It was the person to whom the site was then sold or whatever that did this. So it's not even obvious that, you know, Don Gaetz has any say in this anyway. Besides, it's not Don's issue. It's Matt's issue, if anything, or the guy that, you know. And by the way, I think there are some procedures for resecuring things that are in your name I think there are some ways to do that. I thought there was some kind of a law that allowed you to sue on behalf of things that are in your name if they can't explain why they're justified in owning it. John, you think I'm wrong about that? You think I'm wrong about that? Okay, I thought there was a thing that had come up about that. But anyway, so again, I feel for Chris. But many times when you bring a thing to the public's awareness, you just make it worse because... how many extra hits to ChrisDoseph.com? I don't mean to be the guy generating web traffic for Grindr, but apparently I am. 437-1620. Oh, somebody says, I promise you that website gets more hits today than it has gotten ever since it was ever done in the
Thanks,
first place
Andrew.
In its entire history. somebody else says, redirecting an opponent's website to Grindr, that's so gay. not much to add to that. 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
You've got tickets to give away.
Oh, are we going to do that right here?
Yes.
After all that?
After all that, buddy. Sure. We need to redirect traffic.
This seems weirdly appropriate in a way I can't quite logically lay my mind on, but I have tickets to Jekyll and Hyde at the Pensacola Little Theater, which is, I'm sure, a great show. Meg says it's a great show, and I trust her judgment. She was a professional actress, after all. Okay, so PLT, tickets to Jekyll and Hyde, two tickets. This is coming up, when is this? Is this this weekend? I thought it was this weekend. Yes, October 4th. Very good. 437-1620, caller number 3 wins. Right now, call fast.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Don't forget who the real enemy is. He is described in 1 Peter 5:8, where the Bible says, "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The devil is the diabolical one. He is as a roaring lion who is prowling around the neighborhood seeking whom he may devour spiritually. Inside a home, a brother and sister or a husband and a wife may be arguing, maybe slamming doors and yelling, but the moment that they recognize that there's a prowler outside the house, the petty differences and the argument disappear and the family unites as one to protect their home. So it is God's call on his children to be sober and vigilant and resist the real enemy, the devil, and he will flee from you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength and vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. VapoCool.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Take advantage of the free document shredding event Saturday morning from 8 till 11 at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. Get more at newsradio923.com. The License to Thrill charity date auction is Saturday evening at the Hilton Pensacola Beach. Proceeds benefit Valerie's House and A Hope of Milton. More info at crewofpensacolabells.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
You hear me, babies? Good. Real good. Adios.
Take care how you use it. Somebody's sending me a note about the Streisand effect, which was when Barbara Streisand complained that a photo of her home was online, and then that story became so famous that the picture, which had only been downloaded a few times, got downloaded, you know, hundreds of thousands of times or whatever. So you make the problem worse by bringing attention to it. Also, I looked it up, and I haven't done much research, but I did think there was something. And apparently the Uniform Domain Name Dispute Resolution Policy, UDRP, does allow you to sue to recover a domain name using your personal name, especially if it was registered in bad faith to exploit your name or a trademark associated with it. So there might be legal avenues for Chris to pursue, but unlikely. 725 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Let's see here. Avalon Boulevard southbound, due to an earlier accident, we're still seeing traffic backed up almost to Sterling Way. If you're headed that way, you definitely want to take a different route. Highway 90 going southbound into Pensacola. It is backed up a good 10 to 12 minutes right there before you get to the scenic highway, 9 miles split. And let's see here. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing about a 7 to 9 minute congestion construction delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Are you registering andrewmckay.com?
No.
I've already done that for him.
Oh, that's so nice.
We'll see where that one goes. The head of office management and budget says the mass firing of federal workers during the shutdown will begin in a day or two. OMB Chief Russ Vogt making those comments yesterday in a private call to House Republicans, Democrats calling it a negotiating tactic. The Pentagon says they plan to make thousands of their employees take polygraph tests and sign non-disclosure agreements. They're trying to stop information leaks. The Washington Post says all workers in the Office of Defense Secretary and Joint Staff will now be required to sign an NDA and be subject to polygraph testing. And legendary primatologist Jane Goodall died yesterday. The Jane Goodall Institute announced on Instagram that she passed away of natural causes early Wednesday. She was in California for a speaking tour.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. What was the thing I was going to tell you about? It just went straight out of my brain. So, okay. Government shutdown stuff is, you know, affecting us. Fort Pickens, my understanding is you can go in and you're supposed to, it's like honor system to pay with the QR code or whatever, but they don't have rangers staffing it right now. Whether that will last or persist, not clear. I guess the campers had to get out. The NAS Pensacola is closed to the public. Can't go to the museum, can't go to the lighthouse, can't go watch the Blue Angels practice. We're all, of course, hoping that this resolves over the next few days because we would prefer not to have all of that closed down for very long. And also, you know, the homecoming air show. I mean, I would imagine, I haven't reached out to ask, but I would imagine if we're still in shutdown come, you know, several weeks from now, you know.
Well, Fleet Week is coming up for the, yeah, and they've said that the Blues aren't flying in that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a concern. I mean, mm-hmm. It's definitely, we were actually coming up, 20 minutes ago, I can't believe I forgot to announce it earlier, we were supposed to have Admiral Huffman on from Naval Education Training Command, NETSI. I was really looking forward to that interview, but, you know, they basically, they're not shut down, they're still operational, but they decided that it probably would be inappropriate to do, like, media appearances when all of this is going on and when the command staff is not talking, and so they, you know, which I understand, of course. And we'll have him on when the shutdown is over, and we'll talk through all the implications of what Pete Hegseth said and how it relates to training, you know, because NETSI oversees boot camp and oversees all kinds of other training and, you know, standards and training and all of these things and are very directly relevant to the Naval Education Training Command operation. So, and also just, you know, what he's been learning in the last couple of months. He's been on the job since the change of command that took place over the summer, which, by the way, did we ever explain that the it's a 2-star command, Rear Admiral Command. They usually retire out of that command, but the prior one, Cherico Caesar, call sign Caesar, he got promoted to 3 stars, and he went to I can't remember the job he's doing now. I should look it up anyway. But you know, so we suspected that was going to be the case because he was kind of cagey about what he's getting ready to do, but that all went through, and so he got his 3rd star, and I was off doing a job for higher up in the Navy. 729 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Somebody tried or actually did steal some Craft whiskey. Now, if you know anything about whiskey and bourbon, you know that that stuff can be very, very, very expensive. So this took place in Washington State, and basically what they did was there was a delivery supposed to take place of this small batch craft whiskey stuff, and they showed up with, like, fabricated manifests in the truck and got 12,000 bottles of it. 12,000 bottles of it in Burlington, Washington. The net value, $1 million. Walked right out the door onto the wrong truck. It was bound for a warehouse in New Jersey, but it never got to New Jersey. They said it's going to be really hard for whoever took it to sell it on the open market because it's so rare that everybody who would pay for it knows what it is and would be able to report the theft, so it's going to be a hard thing for them to profit off of.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. UK police say two people are dead. Three others are in serious condition following an attack near a synagogue in Manchester, northwest England. The incident taking place on Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. This man was near the scene.
I heard gunshots.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
Additional police assets are being deployed to synagogues across the country, and we will do everything to keep our Jewish community safe.
Police say a third person believed to be the suspect is also dead. Senators not scheduled to vote on any bill to fund the government until tomorrow in observance of Yom Kippur. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew claims Democratic leaders feel this way.
You cannot cooperate with Republicans at all. Shut her down.
The Republican earlier on Mornings with Maria on Fox Business. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 68 degrees right now. We've got clear skies, looking like a beautiful morning. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Day two of the federal government shutdown. Reports are Fort Pickens and Johnson Beach area is still open. The National Park Service says they are trying to keep parks open as long as they can here as the shutdown continues. Although park services such as the campground at Fort Pickens are closed, campers were told they needed to leave by yesterday. Some government buildings, of course, military installations, including NAS Pensacola, though, are closed to the public until after the shutdown is over. Now, the new owners of the former Navy airfield in Beulah, OLF 8, now announcing their plans for the property. Catalyst Health Span and Jim Wilson and Associates say that their development will be named Outlying Fields. It's a $42.5 million project. Their goal is to create an energizing community, which they say will feature residential options, shopping, dining, job opportunities, and outdoor recreation. Developers say their team brings a lot of experience to mixed-use developments. This development in particular has been a long process, an offer finally accepted by the Escambia Board of Commissioners back in June for the entirety of the 540-acre property. Well, several buildings near the Lakeview Center yesterday had to be evacuated after a potential bomb was reported. PPD officers responded to that scene about 5 o'clock Wednesday evening. A person reported a suspicious package that they said had a bomb inside to a Lakeview employee.
We consulted EOD. They wanted to know things like what size the package was, and they did make the determination at that point of how far back and how many buildings need to be evacuated.
And that's PPD's Mike Wood. He says a responding EOD team was able to X-ray the package. They found there was nothing inside. The all clear came about a quarter after 6 p.m., Mike Wood does say that PPD is still investigating and that they are now looking for the person that reported the package to the employee for some additional questioning. Well, so far, so good at the Pensacola Airport. Officials say impacts from the federal government shutdown likely won't be felt in the short term, but if it stretches on for a while, then
the
it
longer
might.
This goes, obviously, then we may run into issues because, frankly, people just aren't getting paid at that point, and it could create some issues down the road. So hopefully this is short-lived.
And that's Airport Director Matt Coughlin. Of course, air traffic controllers, TSA agents are among those federal employees required to work without pay until a new funding bill is passed. Well, a shooting in Santa Rosa Beach on Wednesday morning left one person dead, another injured in the Walton County Sheriff's Office. says they responded to an eviction notification on Wednesday morning. Now, deputies say they were getting ready to leave that scene when gunshots were fired inside of the residence. One person died at the scene. Another was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And authorities say that no deputies were involved in the gunfire. Everybody that was involved had been detained, and the investigation into that incident is continuing. 735 at News Radio 92.3, and John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you are on Avalon Boulevard southbound, traffic is backed up almost to Sterling Way right now due to that earlier accident as you approach the I-10 intersection. Speaking of I-10, if you're trying to get onto I-110, let's see here at Davis Highway right now, we're seeing traffic backed up. Past Davis Highway. It's slow and go there, but you're at least moving to one lane. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing about a 7 to 9 minute delay in that area. Also, Highway 90 southbound heading toward Pensacola, you're going to see about a 12 to 15 minute just congestion delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a nice day today with a high near 85 degrees, 10% chance of a stray shower, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Friday, another 10% chance of a stray shower, otherwise sunny skies, high near 82. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 69. Going into Saturday, a bit breezy with a high near 82 degrees, 30% chance of a stray shower in the afternoon, low near 71. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. We've got right now 69 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Shares of South Korean chip heavyweight Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix surged today after the two companies partnered with artificial intelligence major OpenAI as part of the U.S. firm's Stargate initiative. Samsung shares hit their highest since January of 2021, rising 4%, while SK Hynix surged more than 9%. The U.S. government officially shut down on October 1st as congressional leaders failed to reach an agreement on short-term funding after the end of September. The Department of Education's contingency plan says the agency will furlough roughly 87% of its staff. And yes, despite the shutdown, federal student loan payments will still be due. CNBC reports Google has laid off more than 100 employees from design roles within the company's cloud unit. The roles often focus on using data, surveys, and other tools to understand and implement user behaviors that inform product development and design. Futures are currently mixed. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 43. That's your money now.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in today at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Before we get to Mike Wood, I realized I have made a terrible mistake, John.
Oh, please do tell.
So in doing the research on the ChrisDosev.com that links to Grindr,
correct,
you know, that, right. That I did look up to make, I entered the website to make sure that it,
you're
I did not
ads.
Do this in incognito mode.
Oh, no.
So, and
Andrew.
Okay, it's worse.
You're getting ads now.
I knew what Grindr was, but I wanted to be sure that I wasn't mistaken, so I did a what is, you know. So both of those are on, it's not that it's in my history, it's what's going to be on my social media feeds now. What kind of ads is this? Because you know, if you even
can't make this up.
If you in your head think, oh, I might buy a Chevy. Well, you know, Facebook's going to give you 83 days worth of force-fed Chevy ads.
Now,
oh, good Lord, what am I in for? Dumb Andrew. All right. With that in mind, let's go to Mike Wood. He is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm so sorry.
Hey, it looks like you took one for the team. You probably saved a lot of listeners a lot of heartache from doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's what I did. I'm sure that.
Look at the bright side.
I don't know. Okay. Anyway, I feel like take one for the team might not be the best phrase in this environment, but okay. So anyway, let's just move on as best we can. Where am I? You guys, you had a Whataburger on Davis and Burgess got robbed at gunpoint earlier this month. Is that right?
Yeah, it was through the drive-thru. The individual ordered a soda, and when he pulled up to the drive-thru, he displayed a gun. He did apologize beforehand, but still the same. He robbed them and got some cash, and I think it was only $100. It's not, you know, there's not a lot of people using cash anymore, so armed robberies at restaurants and convenience stores is not very lucrative these days. But, yeah, he was arrested for that incident.
You know, that's actually – do you know, is that actually more likely or is it more – are you seeing fewer of those kinds of robberies because the prevalence of cash is so much lower?
Well, I mean, the armed robberies, I believe – I'll have to look it up to make sure, but just being told through interdepartmental emails and things like that they're not like they used to be. The numbers are just not there. And why that is very well could be because of people using mostly debit and credit cards now.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, criminals are behaviors in an environment where they have to respond to what, you know, the market's doing around them. And if the market's not paying them what it used to pay, I mean, interesting. I'd never thought about that, but it's a great point you make. You guys had another burglary of a church last night. Is that right?
Yeah, that was last night at First United Methodist Church at 6 East Wright Street. They were able to see by video that the individual was inside with a flashlight. They deployed a canine and eventually caught the guy outside the church in the courtyard area. And then they did some more investigations and found out that church was burglarized 3 nights before as well by this person. So, so good capture on the part of patrol last night.
I mean, what was he trying to get? I don't think of First UMC as like the repository of great wealth. He's trying to steal candlesticks or something? Like, what was he trying to get?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if they caught if he had anything on him, but it's hard to tell.
Okay, all right. Curious. One of the big news stories of the week was, what was it, yesterday we had a bomb threat that turned out to be nothing, but still you got to take these things seriously at near Lakeview, right?
Yeah, it was. It was outside on a table, and it's unusual for a person to walk up to an employee and say, hey, there's a backpack over there on the table, and it's got a bomb in it. So You know, bomb threats have happened before, but usually for an entire building or a school or something like that. But this was an individual package. So we evacuated the buildings around that and blocked off the area. Bomb experts came in. They took an X-ray of that backpack and determined there was nothing inside.
And this is a case where the person who left the backpack was not the person who reported it, right? There's no connection between the two?
No, there's no connection. We're still looking for the person that left the backpack.
And, you know, I remember living in London a long time ago, you know, in the mid-90s, and, you know, they would close down, the underground routinely because somebody left a package. It was high terrorism, you know, watch time back then. But, you know, we haven't seen a lot of this stuff, but you have to take it seriously because that's exactly what it would be like, whether it's a Unabomber or a terrorist or whatever, is you have to take appropriate measures just in case, right?
Yeah, and let me correct myself. The person that left the backpack was located. There was nothing. He was not trying to do anything wrong. It was the second person that reported that the backpack had a bomb in it. That's the person that we're seeking.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Not because they have done something wrong, but just wanted to make sure, right?
Well, the person that said that there was a bomb in it is the one that did something wrong.
Oh, he actually said it was a bomb. Okay, my fault. I listened very poorly, so I apologize for that. We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer of the Pensacola Police Department. Hang on for a second, Mike. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Avalon Boulevard southbound headed toward I-10. Traffic is still backed up almost to Sterling Way. Highway 90 southbound into Pensacola. We're seeing about a 12 to 15 minute delay, congestion delay there. And also I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Expect about a 9 to 11 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mike Wood, the PIO for the Pensacola Police Department. We're talking on Tuesday with Sheriff Simmons about ShotSpotter. He indicated that we all know the funding has gone away, but he also indicated that, you know, they weren't particularly sad about the technology going away because the vast majority of the shots identified were not crimes necessarily. They were just accidental discharges or, you know, things that didn't amount to anything. Have you guys, I mean, what's your perspective as a department? And I mean, I assume ShotSpotter is going away because the money's gone away, but you tell me, is that true? And is it something that's really led to a lot of solved crimes?
Most of the time we would get there and find shell casings, but nobody injured. So that indicates to us that they were shooting in the air or maybe in the ground or to scare somebody or for one of many reasons they could have done that. But we also had incidents where a person was hit, and we may not have known about it until they either went to get treatment at the hospital or some other way. But there was no 911 calls right after that. So it goes both ways. But I agree with the sheriff. Most of the time it was just we would get there and nobody was injured and just found shell casings in the area.
And there's no plan to particularly pursue funding to extend the contract, right? Or is there? You tell me.
Well, we would like to. ShotSpotter is good. I mean, it's shown us that it's worth. You know, I don't know if it's worth the price that they want. I mean, it's a service. That's how they make their money. But it has helped us. So this is something that we are looking for grants to extend. But if we don't find that sort of funding to do it, then we're not going to have it anymore. It's as simple as that.
On that note, I saw something. I think it was New York City had installed a technology that they were calling Sound Spotter, and it was designed where you would basically have a camera array on a light pole and a microphone, the kind of thing that you might see on the sideline of a sporting event where it's designed to capture, you know, noise at a distance or whatever, and it would measure the decibels. And so people dry on, you know, illegal mufflers or playing music too loud, violating their sound ordinance. It would read the sound, capture the license plate on the camera, and then basically issue a ticket like a red light camera, but for sound violations. And I immediately thought of all the problems that you guys have had with downtown sound violations. Is this something that PPD has looked at, that's, you know, the city is looking at? Do you know? Has it even come to your attention yet?
Not today. Look, you know, with red light cameras, an officer can see if the violation actually occurred or not. There's no doubt whether it did. With sound, I'm sitting here trying to think, how are we going to verify that? So So to answer your question, no, we're not looking at anything like that.
Yeah, I would. I don't even know enough about the technology. I wonder if it runs a video recording essentially and captures the sight and sound all together at one time. But yeah, I was curious, and you know, as expected, I think you guys aren't doing that. And council can make whatever decisions it wants to make, I suppose. Last thing we always like to before we get to the did you know, any updates on red light cameras since you mentioned them? Any new information, data? Have we seen it affecting crash one way or the other? You know, sometimes the theory is that it increases the number of fender benders, but decreases the number of serious crashes. Have we seen anything that we can latch onto as far as it working or not working yet?
I don't have that data, but I will have it for you the next time we speak. I can tell you there's still plenty of people running red lights, though.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt that at all. I see them all the time. We always like to end with a did you know or a cop myth. Do you have one for me this week, Mike?
Yeah, we're always talking about debunking myths on cop shows. And how about myths about the cop show itself, the show Cops? You know, the music that you play before I come on each week is from the show Cops. And one of the myths is about that song was made for the show. That's not true. That song existed before the show ever came to be, is one of the facts. The other one is that every person that's arrested on that show must sign a waiver to appear on the air. So you would think, you know, a person's worst day of their life, they certainly don't want to be put on national television, but there's a bunch of them that do.
You're telling me that the can of corn guy in Santa Rosa County signed a waiver?
Yes, or they would not make it on the air.
Wow. Man, people will do anything to be famous. Okay, all right. Wow. Okay, go on. I'm fascinating.
Yeah, even if it's for 5 minutes. So, yeah, that was surprising to me as well. But, you know, the engineers, the crew are supposed to stay out of it. They're supposed to film, and that's it. But there was one incident where a sound engineer had to toss his equipment on the ground in order to assist an officer that was in a fight. No officers on the show are paid. The show was able to get on the air and was picked up by Fox during a writer's strike in 1988. This show has no script, so no writers were needed. So it was a perfect timing situation for that. And last but not least, some of the law enforcement agencies who participate in the series see the show as a positive recruiting tool, while others see it as a liability. And I kind of actually think that it's a good positive recruiting tool myself. But yeah, there you have it. Some facts about the show.
Interesting. When was the last time you guys were on Cops?
We haven't been.
Ever?
I believe Escambia County has. And
yeah.
Some others. No, we have not. We have not.
Interesting.
Been,
I know Escambia and Santa Rosa both have. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, interesting. Mike Wood. He is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He always tells us what's going on, helps keep us safe, and puts up with me, which is the biggest challenge of his job, I'm sure. Mike, thanks. Thanks as always, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Top five.
Top five.
Thank you.
Oh, only top five? Oh, man, I can't even be best at bad things. 7:52 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. If you need to get work done in your home on electrical or plumbing or heating or air conditioning, Peden, they do all of that. And, you know, they started with just air conditioning back in the day. The founder, Robert Peden, he wanted to not be so hot in Panama City, so he started to learn how to do air conditioning installation and grew it from just wanting to solve a problem to being this, you know, massive multi-county business that operates everywhere from Tallahassee, two states even, into Alabama. Now, in the last couple of years, they've expanded to, you know, the Baldwin County and also into Mobile now. But everywhere in between, if you need good quality installation, good products, you know, excellent people, and then they stand by with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. That is Peden. During storm season, you get power and savings, $1,500 off until the end of hurricane season on a dependable and powerful Briggs & Stratton standby generator. You can call and book or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Come on. Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thunderbirds are go.
All right, I at the risk of getting my Gen X card revoked,
right,
or at least demerited, never watched Thunderbirds. Never.
Okay, so that's strike.
It came up on my Dish Network on one of the alternate channels that they offer, and I'm like, what's this? And I'm like, oh, it's Team America World Police. Oh, it's Team America World Police. I get it. That was the basic show that they were, and I never even knew that. Look, you can't know the things you don't know.
You're going to lose a couple of tassels there.
You know. I got tassels to spare.
Yeah, we know.
Just,
just Brother Andrew does.
Ask. I don't want to say it. Too mean. Did we do traffic?
No.
All right, traffic on the fives. Go ahead.
All right. I think we did. Never mind. No, we didn't. All right, so Avalon Boulevard southbound approaching I-10. Still seeing about a 9 to 11 minute delay. Also, Highway 90 southbound heading into Pensacola. See it about a 9 minute delay in that area. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. It's about down to about a 7 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Now you have me doubting myself.
Update,
I'm like,
Chuckles.
Wait a second.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, thank you and good morning. The Israeli Navy has intercepted a flotilla of humanitarian aid that was headed for Gaza. The convoy's organizers say 20 boats had been intercepted off the coast of Gaza. About 200 people were detained, including Greta Thunberg. The Israeli interception drawing criticism from world leaders, although Israel does say that they have redirected that humanitarian aid and it will get where it was headed. Walmart says they're removing synthetic food coloring from their store brands. The nation's largest retailer announcing yesterday that they are removing synthetic dyes and over 30 other ingredients from private brand food and beverage products throughout their stores in the U.S. And Walmart says the changes will roll out in the next several months. ICE is going to have agents attending the Super Bowl in February. This announcement coming
right. It's rough duty if you can get it.
Right after Bad Bunny was announced as the halftime performer Bad Bunny's upcoming world tour does not include any U.S. dates because he says he's worried about ICE raids at his concerts. So I'm sure you've got a lot of people now thinking about joining ICE.
I had not connected the two in my head, but Bad Bunny, this halftime show is going to be entirely in Spanish. Very popular among Hispanics, Spanish speakers.
Right.
It's a natural draw to draw the kinds of people that ICE might want to be targeting. Oh, wow. That's rough. That's just, I mean, okay.
It's like I'll be reading the halftime show.
Yeah.
Instead of listening.
Wow. Okay. So it had not clicked in my brain. The penny hadn't dropped that's why they were doing that. But let's see what they've done here. Okay. All right. We'll be back in just a moment. Dave will have more local news coming up next after Fox.
Local news.